Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clint Connitzer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Milne. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Les Layton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Webb. Pitching for the New York Giants, Red Webb. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Webb covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Layton, who is chasing the ball. Elliott reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Connitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Layton. Connitzer reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connitzer moves to third. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti takes first base on ball four. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Braves won, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive towards first. Mize catches it and steps on first to double up Holmes. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Ivars and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Webb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Lark moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. There goes Lark. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Ron. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize is walked intentionally. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne is 0 for 1 in the game. Milne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lark scores. Ron scores. Mize moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivars hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sockold strikes out. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 1 in the game. Layton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. Webb bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Layton moves to second. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ron hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cisti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivars hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Les Leighton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leighton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leighton hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sturgeon. Kerr moves to third. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Kerr scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Giants. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ron strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Sokold moves to second. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Milne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Burris now catching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivars hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. There goes Milne trying to get to second. Rickard throws the ball into Elliott, who relays the ball to Sturgeon, who tags Milne for the out. 1 out. It's 7-1, Giants. Les Leighton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Ivars moves to third. Les Leighton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leighton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Leighton strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Ivars scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Giants. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Layton, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 8-2, Giants. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Rickard moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Connie Ryan now playing third base. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lark hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ron strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burris moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Burris moves to third. Konitzer moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Konitzer moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.